Don't look under the internet.
Hey, somebody has to take over it.
Somebody does have to take over. And that somebody who is taking over is me, Morgan Cleveland. Welcome to Don't Look Under the Internet.
I'm so happy you're here, Morgan. I'm so happy.
I am, in fact, Morgan Cleveland, and that's Doug.
Hey, everybody.
And that is Jason.
Hey, how's it going?
Before we get into the episode today, we should probably do some diluty housekeeping.
Clap above your head.
Clapping indeed. So, this week, we have two very special patrons to shout out. The first one is Saint Thicholas.
Thank you, Saint Thicholas.
Morgan Freeman, thanks you for your patronage. The other one that we have to shout out is the Chocolate Rain Man himself. Not Tezande, but Zay. Zayzande.
Zayzande.
Thank you, Zay. Thank you for coming back to the Patreon.
And Chocolate Rain.
And now I am done doing this voice. Welcome to Don't Look Under the Internet.
Everybody, switch over to the Vegeta voice.
This is a podcast of just, this episode is just only cameos of really shittily done voices, except for Matt and Doug. So really just me. Welcome.
That would be fun.
Jason's always Jamaican, I think it is.
It evolves to Jamaican. I actually think it falls back to my, like, I used to have a slight Caymanian accent, but it's long gone. So I think my brain's just like, go to your safe zone. Just go to your safe space.
Speaking of cameos, you know who you don't want making a cameo in your email inbox anytime soon?
Mike is here again. Jesus, what the fuck?
Wouldn't want a cameo from a picture of a dog, but not just any dog.
How much do they charge for their cameos?
Today we've got Smile Dog.
Whew, that
everybody's favorite internet dog image.
It is an internet dog image. It's that was a rough bird scooter, man.
I'm working on it, man. I'm training.
I'm not even prepared anymore. I've forgotten everything I knew about the topic.
I will say you've already reached and then surpassed Mike levels of bird scooter. So, Mike, if you're listening to this, we love you. You can never be replaced. But, Matt, you've replaced Mike.
I'll take it. If I can dial up the cringe to previously unachieved levels, I'm doing my job correctly.
Perfect. Well, I think we're going to hit those levels later in the episode. But
we should cheers. Did we cheers yet? No, we haven't.
Let's do the toast and drink.
Oh, I also didn't say if you go to the Patreon, you can give us something or you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm about the new telling people to go fuck themselves idea.
Let's just tell everyone who like vests interest in us to go fuck themselves and see how that works out for us.
People respond well to being bullied, I think. So
yeah. Holy shit, Doug. Holy shit. you couldn't have saved that for like 25 minutes? Come on, man.
I saw the window and I pulled it. All right, everybody, when you hear the dink, clink and sink it.
We didn't even say what we were drinking.
It doesn't matter. They know. They know by now. It's fucking Death Water, a bottle of fucking Four Roses and whatever crappy IPA Jason has. It's not an IPA. Wow.
I actually don't like IPAs.
Yeah, I don't either.
That's fair.
I'm not about the hops.
Yeah, I used to like them, but then they, you know, made 94,000 of them, and now it's all you can find anywhere. But yeah. Cheers, everybody.
It's so annoying when you go to the liquor store and, like, the whole beer aisle is beers that are like, hop explosion nuclear warhead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you guys like fucking Ecto Cooler?
Oh, my God. I forgot about Ecto Cooler. High C Ecto Cooler from when the Ghostbusters came out.
There, we found a beer that is literally called Ecto Cooler, and it's a malt, and it is literally just Ecto Cooler, and it's just fucking delicious. Yeah.
Okay.
It's awesome.
If this is going to be like that time that I bought the tall boy can of the like Mountain Dew hard, like the alcoholic Mountain Dew, I don't want any fucking part of it.
No, that is garbage.
Oh, that sounded great, and then I heard it was terrible. I didn't try it.
I just wanted an alcoholic Baja Blast, all right?
That's, dude, that's it. That's all I wanted. I love Baja Blast, so I'm like, it has to be good with, you know, alcohol in it. Nope. Nope.
Well, you know what you shouldn't give alcoholic Mountain Dew to?
To fucking dogs.
Your dog.
A picture of a dog.
A picture. You should
guys, hear me out.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what Smile Dog is?
I would love to hear what the fuck we're talking about. We've been talking about booze a lot, and then there was a mention of an image of a dog.
Yeah, and that's what it is.
Oh.
It's wow, a cool. JPEG of a dog that's supposedly been floating around since 1992, all right? And this thing is a scan of a Polaroid that has a Siberian Husky in it with a wide human-like grin with almost like human teeth. But in the bottom corner of this image, there is a very...
I should give him back.
Give him to Mike. Give Mike the teeth back. But yeah, there's a red stretched hand that's kind of hard to see almost. That looks like it's almost trying to like reach out of the photo. And you know what I have to ask? Whom's hand that be? Whom's
hand do that be?
That is the question.
Indeed.
But that is the, you know, give or take TLDR of what Smile Dog is. So
that sounds really, really fucking simple. Like, why are we talking about this?
I don't know, Jason. Do you know why we're talking about this?
You know,
can you give us the story so far?
I think I remember there being a story going along with this super, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and call it an uncanny, maybe a little bit of a creepy image. It definitely is. It's unsettling for sure. But the story that goes along with it is way, way, way more unsettling. So the story of Smile Dog is actually a pretty famous internet story that you could have found all over the place. I think it was like between 2007, 2008. The story itself uses a ton of dates all over the place. So bear with me. I apologize. I've been on Benadryl the last 2 days, some cold meds. So if my head's all fucked up, sorry.
Have you seen the Hat Man yet?
Oh, dude, that's why I'm scared to take the Benadryl. It's because I owe the Hat Man money and I just don't have it.
Is that Ben himself?
Oh, my God. All right.
No,
we're
he's a drill.
That is Ben, and it is time for the drill. Do not panic. It is just a drill.
This is Ben's drill. Not a sponsor.
We are not sponsored by Ben's drill. God. Right, the Benadryl's taken over. What am I talking about?
What's the story behind the Smile Dog?
Story behind Smile Dog. It was circulating like 2007, 2008-ish. And it freaked a lot of fucking people out, and I understand why. So here's kind of the long of the short of what the story of Smile Dog is. So Smile Dog is a story about this amateur story writer who is in college, and they're gathering information about something called smile.jpg. He'd arranged an interview with somebody named Mary E., who apparently was the systems operator for a small online bulletin board that hosted the aforementioned image back in, like, 1992. How much you want to bet that bulletin board was Usenet?
Probably.
How much you want to fucking bet that that's what they're talking about?
Yeah, it was supposed to be like a local bulletin board for the Chicago area.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that's right. So thank you for bringing that up. Mary E. was actually a systems operator based in Chicago. And that's right. The story does say it was for a very small bulletin board. So I don't think it was Usenet.
You think it was called Chinet?
Chinet? Yes. Sure. Or MediaCom.
Sweet. Thanks for the confirmation that was.
You know, I thought that you could use a win for the day, Doug, and that's your
win. I really did. I needed a win.
That's your one win for the day. So according to whoever's telling us this, it wasn't until about 2005 that smile.jpg was actually brought to their attention. So that means about 13 years had gone by between like the first instance of SmileDog or smile.jpg and the person who's informing us of all of this in 2005.
That's a fucking eternity on the internet.
It really fucking, dude, like 2 months is an eternity on the internet. This is 13 fucking years. Like, how did this survive?
It's ancient history.
Yeah. One of the reasons that the person telling the story set up an interview with Mary E. is because apparently Mary was the most cited victim, remember that wording, to be affected by what is called SmileDog. Normally people who look at pictures aren't then labeled victims, just saying. So when we say SmileDog, obviously we're referring to the dog in the picture that is called smile.jpg. The reason I make that differentiation, you know, I'm going to get that in just a second. Let's go back to Mary. So apparently a few days before the interview that this guy set up, Mary had locked herself in her room and her husband ends up canceling the interview on her behalf, but not before allowing them to listen. So this guy, he showed up to their house and she was barricaded in her room and he could hear crying sounds. And the husband was like trying to calm her down. And he eventually came out and said, you know what, this isn't going to work. Sorry. But he did get to hear some of the crazed sobbing noises coming from inside the room. Now, the legend of SmileDog says that the image itself can't be found anywhere online. However, there are countless depictions of what people think it might look like. There are unverified rumors of smile.jpg showing up in the early days of Usenet, and even one persistent tale that in 2002, a hacker flooded the forums of the, I'm sure you, we've used something awful before, we've referenced that, so they flooded that site with just a deluge of SmileDog pictures.
Big head move.
It really is, considering it rendered about half the forum's users at the time epileptic. It's kind of a big, yeah.
It seems like something you would have heard about.
You know, mass epilepsy based on the picture of a smiling dog, I feel like I would have, you know, been warned.
That's why we're covering it now.
Yeah, so this consider this about, oh, I don't know, 21 years after the creation of the image. This is your formal warning from the Deludi members. So don't look at the image.
I find myself back in the past.
Also, yeah, exactly. Make sure you go forward, listen to this, and then go back.
But also, I'm sending the image to all our socials, so please
check
that
out.
That
this is, make sure that image is like the image that is the front of everything. Absolutely. We gotta spread the word somehow.
You're welcome.
So
you said the thing.
So as I said, this rendered about half the forum's users epileptic. How the fuck does that happen? Apparently everybody who sees smile.jpg are affected by something in some way. Some people differently. Some people have epileptic seizures. Some people go insane. But the end result for all the people who experience SmileDog is suicide 100% of the time. And everybody who sees this picture, they describe it the same way. And it's almost the same wording as well. And they say a dog-like creature, usually they either say like smiling Siberian Husky or smiling like some kind of large dog or wolf sometimes, but it's usually Siberian Husky, illuminated by the flash of a camera, sits in a dim room, the only background detail that is visible being a human hand extending from the darkness near the left side of the frame. The hand is empty, but is usually described as beckoning. Now, obviously, most attention is given to the dog because, you know, you can fucking see it. Or, I guess, dog creature, as some people might say. The weirdest part about this dog is that its jaws, its muzzle is like split in this huge grin, revealing not great teeth, British teeth, if I'm being honest.
Wow.
It's real fucking creepy.
I don't appreciate that.
Thank you, George Harrison. I'm so sorry. I forgot you were here. Guest starring on the episode. I will be more sensitive to your heritage. But yeah, so weird ass teeth. It's almost like it's got human teeth and its mouth is too big for its face. It's just very uncanny looking. So after the failed interview attempt in 2007, We're going to go ahead and call this person Mr. L, because that's at the end of all of this, that's how he addresses himself. He says, Mr. L, he tried to talk. I fucking hope so. That would be incredible. They tried talking with experts in the fields of folklore and urban legends, but to no avail. And after about a month of doing this, it's so at this point in time, it's March of 2008. And in March, Mary E. wrote him an email. And this is how it reads. Dear Mr. L, I'm incredibly sorry about my behavior last summer when you came to interview me. I hope you understand that it was no fault of yours, but rather my own problems that led me to act out as I did. I realized that I could have handled the situation more decorously. However, I hope you will forgive me. At the time, I was afraid. You see, for 15 years, I have been haunted by smile.jpg. Smile Dog comes to me in my sleep every night. I know that sounds silly, but it is true. There is an ineffable quality about my dreams, my nightmares, that make them completely unlike any real dreams I have ever had. I do not move and do not speak. I simply look ahead, and the only thing ahead of me is the scene from that horrible picture. I see the beckoning hand, and I see Smile Dog. It talks to me. It's not a dog, of course, though I am not quite sure what it really is. It tells me it will leave me alone if only I do as it asks. All I must do, it says, is, quote-unquote, spread the word. That's how it phrases its demands. I know exactly what it means. It wants me to show it to someone else. And I could. The week after my incident, I received in the mail a manila envelope with no return address. Inside was a 3.5-inch floppy disk. Without having to check, I knew exactly what was on it. I thought for a long time about my options. I could show it to a stranger, a coworker. I could even show it to Terrence. Terrence is the Mary's husband.
Terrence.
Fucking Terrence. Yes. It's his brother.
He's like a smile dog, see?
So I could show it to Terrence. As much as the idea disgusted me, and what would happen then? Well, if Smile Dog kept its word, I could sleep. Yet, if it lied, what would I do? And who is to say something worse would not come for me after I did as the creature asked? So I did nothing for 15 years, though I kept the diskette hidden amongst my things. Every night for 15 years, Smile Dog has come to me in my sleep and demanded that I spread the word. For 15 years, I have stood strong, but there have been hard times. Many of my fellow victims on the BBS board where I first encountered smile.jpg stopped posting. I heard some of them committed suicide. Fuck. My throat is dry as hell.
Big booty slut board.
I fucking, ooh. I actually didn't look
Wait,
up.
Wait, you're a part of that too, Matt?
Oh, it's still running.
Whew. All right. Others remain completely silent, simply disappearing off the face of the web. They're the ones I worry about the most. I sincerely hope you will forgive me, Mr. L, but last summer when you contacted me and my husband about an interview, I was near the breaking point. I decided I was going to give you the floppy disk. I didn't care if Smile Dog was lying or not. I wanted it to end. You were a stranger, someone I had no connection with, and I thought I would not feel sorrow when you took the diskette as a part of your research and sealed your fate. Before you arrived, I realized what I was doing. Before you arrived, I realized what I was doing. I was plotting to ruin your life, and I could not stand the thought. And in fact, I still cannot. I'm ashamed, Mr. L, and I hope this warning will dissuade you from further investigation of smile.jpg. You may in time encounter someone who is, if not weaker than I, then wholly more depraved, someone who will not hesitate to follow Smile Dog's orders. Stop while you are still whole. Sincerely, Mary E. So that's heavy as fuck. 15 years of this dog saying, spread the word, show somebody else, and you get to sleep. So a month later, we learn through Terrence that Mary has actually killed herself. That's the only piece of, that's the only little tidbit that he gets from her before she decides to go through with it.
Oh, trigger warning.
Yeah, so if you guys were wondering, yeah, God damn it.
Go back really and don't listen to this.
Yeah, go back.
Yeah, unlisten to what you just heard.
Damn
please.
It. Yeah, I got you better about that. Next time. Right, so Terrence basically informs Mr. L that Mary's no longer around, and he's been going through her things, and he found the floppy disk with smile.jpg on it, and he burned it. He describes the whole thing, the sound that the thing makes is like an evil hiss. At this point, Mr. L's very confused as to what to do. A few months go by, and he gets another email from someone else, and it reads, "Hello, I found your email address through a mailing list. Your profile said you are interested in Smile Dog. I have saw it. It is not as bad as everyone says. I have sent it to you here. Just spreading the word. Smiley face." And attached to the email was a file, you guessed it, named smile.jpg. Mr. L kind of starts considering his options. On one hand, it would sate his curiosities, but on the other, it might kill him. And he finally asks, could I spread the word, in reference to like saving himself by like, if I see this and it fucks me, can I show it to someone else? And he goes, yep, I can do that. And that's the story.
And then attached is the picture.
Oh yeah. Smile at JPEG.
JPEG.smiling.
Yeah.
So. It's actually just the prober penis.
That just means you get laid in, you know, 30 days or something.
I think that might be the diluty version of Smile Dog.
Spread the prober and you'll get laid in a month.
Spread the prober.
I hate that word. I hate all of that together.
Yeah, it's not great.
Spread the prober.
Is that your version of make?
No. It's terrible, but I'm all right. I'll live. I can say
my make is mommy milkers. You kept saying mommy milkers last week, and that I think that one makes me uncomfortable. I don't like
it. Oh yeah, I know what you're referencing to. Yeah.
But that's now that we've heard the story, or the alleged story / origin of this image. Maybe we should dig into the actual, like, hard evidence that we have for the origin of this image. And I'm going to just tell you up front, we don't have much.
No.
So,
see story we just told.
Yeah. Basically, lending a little bit of credence to the actual story behind this. Creepypasta, is that what you want to call this? Creepypasta / email chain?
Something like that.
It's a peepee pasta.
It's a peepee pasta.
Penis spaghetti.
Yeah.
Lending credence to the story behind this penis spaghetti is the fact that literally nobody actually knows exactly where this picture came from. This picture that is attached to the story that Jason just read is exactly what what it says it is. It's a picture of a husky or something with a human smile sitting in a dark room with a window behind it, and there's a creepy hand in the corner. And basically the best guess that anybody has as to where this picture came from is the paranormal board on 4chan. Because that was sort of like the first place that people remember this popping up, but there's no screenshot or like any verifiable proof of like, this is the original post. So hell, maybe this picture did actually come from 1992. Who knows? I would ask both of you though, how do you feel when you look at this picture?
I've seen better. Smash.
No, I mean, to be fair, like, it makes me feel weird. I don't like the feelings it gives me.
Yeah, I don't know. It reminds me, I can't put my finger on it, but it reminds me of a fucking commercial where they give all the babies, like, real human teeth. And I cannot remember for the life of me what the product is, but it's like a current commercial.
I don't know what you're talking
about. That's like all I can think of, and it's like stupid.
I thought you were gonna mention Puppy Monkey Baby.
That's exactly what I was being like. Are you sure you're not thinking of Puppy Monkey Baby?
I mean, maybe. I haven't seen that in a while.
That's gonna. I'm gonna literally. That's all I'm saying at work tomorrow.
That's like all I said for like a month straight after that commercial first aired.
Oh yeah.
Oh, people were so tired of it.
Genius marketing. Annoying as piss, but
really.
We need more Super Bowl commercials like that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Some 100%.
Random bullshit. I'd be down for it. But would either of you describe the feeling that you get when you look at this picture as uncanny?
I would have to say yeah.
Yeah. I think that's probably how I feel about it too. So for those of you who don't know what uncanny means, uncanny is sort of the feeling that you get when you look at something and it almost looks like what you think you should be looking at, but it's not quite right. And it just makes you feel a little not okay.
This is like the stroke pictures that we were talking about not too long ago.
Yeah, kind of like that. It just creates a sense of anxiety in you that you're not quite, that you think you know what you're looking at, but it's just, there's something off about it, and maybe you're doubting yourself. And a lot of research has actually been put into this, because the biggest place where I see uncanny stuff is definitely in animation and like 3D modeling and stuff like that, where you see like humanoid characters and it's like, ooh, that looks too real. Like if it's fake enough, it's still okay.
A lot of the new like AI images that you see where like their teeth and fingers like aren't quite right give that feeling.
Oh yeah.
100%. 100%. And like the best guess that anybody can actually come up with as to why this creates this sensation in people, because it's almost a universal feeling, is that like we are evolutionarily hardwired to pick up on certain social cues and things from people by just looking at them, like certain unspoken like face gestures and like movements and stuff that tell us, like give us clues into what people are feeling and thinking and like the actual intention behind what they're saying. And so the prevailing theory as to why this happens is like when somebody looks at something that is uncanny, that piece of their monkey brain starts operating and trying to figure out what they're looking at and like what the intentions of the humanoid creature that they're viewing are, but the signals are mixed. So like this, there might be a smile, but then like the eyebrows aren't moving right to match what the smile is doing.
Yeah.
And so like it just confuses your brain and just makes you upset. And because like human beings' response to not understanding something is often just fear.
Oh yeah.
So it's theorized that this is the feeling that you get when you look at this picture, because it's like, that's a human teeth, but it's attached to a dog face, and its eyes look kind of sinister because of the flash from the picture. And it's just like, what's he up to? He's plotting something.
What's his plotting next move?
Something. Yeah.
What's that dog doing?
So that's kind of the feeling and the rationale behind why, when you look at this picture, it makes you so upset. Or it's just a fucking demon dog, like the story says. Who knows? Do we have any actual evidence, though, that this has caused any of the effects that are given in the story, the epileptic seizures or anything like that?
Like actual evidence?
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it reputable. I know when I was reading through, so both when I first found this fucking years ago, as well as again this week while doing some research for it, I remember seeing people who like kind of what I think is bandwagoning, more or less. Like they see someone's having a time, which Mr. L clearly is having a fucking time. And then they kind of affirm that by agreeing and reinforcing by saying that like, oh, I've been through this too. Oh, I've been through this too. And so like there's several people that say things like they confirm it personally, but I'm not 100% sure if there's like is there an actual like scientific study saying that this is a thing?
No, I don't think so. No, okay. Yeah, at least not that I've seen.
You know, I was like, the countless wait, did smile find dog.
No, I didn't find anything.
Damn it, Matt.
You haven't gone to the archive of all the, you know, thousands of smile dog theses that college kids are writing up.
Well,
yeah, I mean, this thing doesn't even have a Wikipedia page.
Right? No.
Stupid.
Apparently,
does it even
any
exist?
Mention of this thing
Like, oh, that's right.
The Wikipedia admins try to delete it immediately.
That's part of the...
Try to make a Wikipedia page?
Yeah,
they're being eroded.
Apparently, yes, they are being eroded. Apparently, that's part of the story, is that, like, someone tries to warn people about it without, like, showing a picture, and somebody at Wikipedia immediately fucking tears it down. It's very strange. Yeah.
Yeah, so why are they covering it up? I mean, there is no Wikipedia page, so what's going on here?
It's a good fucking question.
I think we've covered it. Do we want to give it a real or fake?
Yeah, let's do that. I'm game for that. I'm ready. My body is ready.
3, 2.
Glad somebody did it.
1.
Fake.
Plausible.
Ooh, okay.
I
don't know why.
I'm leaning on the side of fake too, but I'm giving this plausible because out of all of the like crazy internet shit that we've covered, I'm not saying that I 100% believe that like all the epilepsy and stuff could have happened. But this one, I like the fact that we still don't know where the image came from or what the image is. Nobody's ever been able to look at the picture and be like, this is this dog from this photo, photoshopped with this hand together, and like this is this window, or this is the original post from this user.
Right. Yeah, you can't even produce it.
And I like that. So I'm giving it credit.
So I'm going to pull a mic real quick. I'm going to be like, well, what is real or fake in this situation? And then I'm going to say something stupid like, oh, well, real is like it's real and then fake is like it's fake. But then just after we get past all of that, I'm going to say something along the lines of, I think the story of it is fake, but I think the image could possibly be real. For whatever reason,
okay,
it is. If that makes sense, you know.
No, yeah, right? Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's like I took this photo of my dog and it developed funky, and like I don't know why it looks like this.
And now it gave 4 people in my family seizures. So now I'm gonna fucking write a story about it.
And then half an office building in Chicago on accident. But
well, it's possible that like this photo was taken and like it was all fucked up looking. And then somebody emailed it to somebody and they were like, look at this fucked up photo of my dog that makes me really uncomfortable when I look at it. And then it got forwarded and it was like, look at this fucked up photo of this dog that makes me really uncomfortable. And the story just kind of spiraled and got exaggerated over time.
It's like a game of fictional telephone.
Yeah.
If you created Smile Dog and you're listening to this, reach on out to us. Give us the inside scoop. That's all.
They died from a seizure.
Yeah, if you died from a seizure.
Ironic.
Let us know if you died from a seizure while creating this image.
Yeah.
Reach out. I got my dowsing rods downstairs. Yeah. We'll connect later.
Well, I mean, we're only, 30 minutes in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we have time for something else,
Do we have a bonus topic?
Yeah, we do, actually. We have our plan B.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we do.
Speaking of old creepypasta shit on the internet,
this is
a classic for you.
Oh, yeah.
A fucking banger.
Everybody should know what this is.
Yeah.
Doug, what are we talking about?
We're talking about a man, a myth, a creepypasta. The Jeff the Killer.
Jeff Probst the Killer.
El Jefe the Killer.
El Jefe.
That's incorrect as fuck. That is fine.
El Jefe the Sleepy Man.
My name Jeff. But yeah, we're doing Jeff the killer too tonight.
Jeff the Killer.
Some of you may know him from all the people on Tumblr who absolutely simped over this man in the early, mid 2000s,
early 2010s,
early
2011,
whatever. You get what I'm trying to say.
Time in the past.
Yeah. A date that isn't today.
safest answer you got.
You've probably seen the image. So real quick, I'm going to go over who Jeff is and kind of what the iconic imagery is, okay? So he is an adolescent serial killer and most famous for his creepypasta. Jeffrey Woods, his real name, basically was disfigured after being set on fire while fighting a gang of bullies and lost his sanity after witnessing his new and beautiful face. Now, if you were to look at this image, the classic image of him.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, you know what? Go ahead. Basically, he's a pale white, like more pale than myself, with these really sunken black eye sockets, with no eyelids to account for. And he's got these piercing, beady fucking white eyes inside of the black socket. Also, very notably, there is no nose. There's no fucking nose. And he's got kind of like a Joker-like grin on his face, similar to the Smile Dog, except it's like the grin is really like large, but his mouth be too small for the grin.
Would you say it's uncanny? A little uncanny?
I'd say we've gone full circle, Jason. And then...
Thank you, Matt.
And then, of course, he's got some like shoulder-length black hair. But if you've seen the image, you know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yep.
He is a disgust-a-bug. So, yeah, let's talk a little bit more about the image, Jason.
Yeah. So a lot of people might be wondering where, like, what if you've seen the image, and I'm sure you have at one time in your life or another, like. Even I've probably seen
the picture and don't even know what it's called.
That's exactly what happened to me. The first time I saw this, I saw it and I go, wow, that's fucked up. Anyway, and I just kept going. I didn't know that it had anything to do with any of this. And honestly, before researching this, like I knew of Jeff the Killer, but I didn't know a whole lot. I know a lot more now. So this image, why this image? Like, where did this fucking image come from? So for a long time, it was believed that the photograph was a Photoshop of an image of somebody named Katie Robinson. And the story goes that this young girl, who was considered by some very terrible people to be overweight, was basically driven to suicide by online bullies. Not great. But apparently her image was then photoshopped and used as the basis for the most widely known Jeff the Killer image. Now, as poetic as that might be, considering the story that Doug kind of talked about. So just to give it just a little detail on that, essentially what happens is Jeff is at the bus stop with his brother, Lou, and these really edgy skateboarding bullies basically start picking on them, tell them that they have to pay them for bus fare. Well, long story short, Jeff ends up stabbing one of them, and then they run off, and the bullies come back, and they threaten to basically, like, ruin Jeff's life after his brother Lou was sent to juvie instead of Jeff for stabbing the kid. Essentially, they show back up, and Jeff just goes fucking berserk. He talks about this feeling that he has inside, like, bubbling up, and how happy he was while he was beating the shit out of them. But the second time, it says that he has bleach poured on his face, and then he was set on fire, which, as Doug said, is where the hideous white skin, leathery skin comes from. But he ends up killing all the bullies except for one. And then, after this instance, he's taken to the hospital, and then after he removes the bandages, he sees his face, he fucking snaps, and he kills his family. So, again, as poetic as the Katie Robinson theory might be, the fact that there was this girl who was bullied into suicide, is the image used for a story about a child who is bullied and then goes on a fucking murdering rampage? That claim is absolutely false. It's proven very false. I think it just lines up a little too well with the story. But time and time again, people have said, like, nope, this isn't true. You can even look up the girl Katie Robinson and, like, her image, and, like, you can do some very basic legwork and see that that's not the case. Another theory is that the image is actually something called a trickle-down Photoshop image of a stick cam girl. Now, if you don't know what trickle-down Photoshop means, it's basically where, like, you post a picture, somebody else grabs it, Photoshops it a little bit, reposts it, and then the chain keeps going and going and going until the image is utterly unrecognizable. So the theory here is that there was a stick cam girl that apparently they were picking on, and they would Photoshop the image slightly and repost, rinse and repeat until it was no longer recognizable. But again, this has Jason, no real what?
You just unlocked a memory I had about E-Bomb's World.
Oh shit.
Like back in the day, they used to have Photoshop contests, and then sometimes they would actually do those, like, I guess, I don't know if they call them trickle downs or whatever, but like a bunch of people would Photoshop the same shit.
Yeah.
And like the same one image and pass it around. Wow.
Yeah.
Achievement unlocked.
Yeah, absolutely. When I looked that up, like, I thought about the days of, you know, E-bombs world, or like trying to skirt school web blockers to get to E-bombs world or something similar. But yeah, they had those Photoshop thing where you see like 30 images. By the time you get to the end, you have no idea what the fuck you're looking at. So they thought that that might be the case here. But again, there's no real way to prove that. One of the earlier instances of the image was actually seen in a Japanese video that was published to YouTube on August 2nd, 2007. I'm not even going to try to pronounce or think about how those are said out loud, because I don't, you know, speak Mandarin or Chinese. But it's apparently titled Victims of Tomorrow, or part of an installment of something called Victims of Tomorrow. I'm not 100% sure.
Victims of Tomorrow.
And it's apparently this is just like this horror project. And apparently it's a series, or in the series, there's a bunch of names and ages that are listed. After this, you see the picture, like that iconic Jeff the Killer face. It appears for a split second, and there's text that says, "Good night." Now, Jeff's, like, signature line is "go to sleep," and so this might be, like, a precursor to that. But so far, the farthest back that anyone has been able to trace the image is to a Japanese site called pya.cc. And there were two versions of the image that were found. Both of the faces have no nose, although one of them had like certain shading around the eyes and the area where the nose would be. Both of the images had different eye shapes, and one looks like one of them with the more cartoony eyes, and one of them actually had more human eyes. Not gonna lie. Humanized one is a little bit more unsettling than the non-humanized one, which I didn't know was possible, but here we are. But really, that's all I could find on that iconic Jeff the Killer image, was those several things. There's really not a whole lot about it.
Good thing there isn't like a girl version.
Yeah, if there was a girl version, holy shit, we'd have a whole other thing to cover.
A good thing that people haven't taken this single image and short story that was uploaded to the internet and just fucking run with it.
Oh, God, yeah.
They run with it so much. Something about this just caught on. People really dug this story. And there's just oodles and oodles and oodles and oodles of fan fiction out there. There is no shortage. I bet you could start reading Jeff the Killer fanfic right now and
Rule 34.
Dead. There's so much fan fiction that people have actually invented another character that fits into this universe, and there's more fan fiction about her, and her name's Jane the Killer. And basically, there's different versions of her story, but the one that's like most widely accepted is that after Jeff the Killer went through his ordeal that he went through, he went around stabbing people and murdering people. And apparently he murdered this girl's family and then lit her on fire. And the lighting of her on fire left her just like horribly disfigured and like largely featureless, the same way that Jeff is. And so now, because she's so pissed off about that, she goes around murdering people, envisioning that the people that she's murdering is Jeff, and she's trying to get back at him. By murdering these people. And so she appears in this story, like this series of stories called Jeff the Killer versus Jane the Killer. And it's like a whole fucking Alien versus Predator thing.
Yep.
Now,
did they fetch a pail of water along the way?
Jack and Jane. It's not Jack and Jill, Doug.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
They fetched a bucket of piss.
It was a bad joke. Fuck off.
But, your joke was a bucket of piss.
I already got my one win in for the day, all right?
You did.
Well, speaking of pale, you know, Jeff is pale, Jane is pale, but there is a third pale individual that also somehow gets wrapped up into this mythos. I'm not sure exactly how.
I do.
The fucking bird scooters tonight, guys. Discord already lit me up for my comment.
My God. But yes, there is another pale character who is incredibly famous on the internet that apparently is the sworn enemy of Jeff the Killer. You guys know a little monster, a little cryptid, I don't know what to call him, named Slenderman. I know.
Jim
I
Slenderman?
Too. Yes, Jim Slenderman.
Or wait, no, it's Saul Slenderman.
Saul, yeah, Saul Slenderman. There
right,
you go.
Right, right.
Spirit of Mike alive in all of us. So apparently Jeff and Slenderman just fucking hate each other. Do you guys want to know why?
Yes, please.
Penis size.
Ooh.
The internet doesn't know.
Okay. They were just like, this is a famous character from a creepypasta. This is another famous character from a creepypasta.
Let's make
both. And both characters have a large simping army for them. And
it's like Batman versus Superman.
Yes.
Creepypasta version.
Dude, I cannot wrap my brain around this. Like, how do you have something so popular, especially like in fan art? How do you have so much fan art of Jeff the Killer versus Slenderman? And how do you talk about it that much, but not come up with a reason for why?
Or how, like, these universes connect?
How they connect, why they hate each other, like what the fuck they have to do with each other? Like,
I guess not. They hate each other.
And that's all we need to know, apparently. But yeah, apparently it's this huge topic for debate online. You can go on to any, like, Jeff or Slenderman-centric message boards, and you're going to find, like, 6 or 7 arguments. Easy. Like I said, there's a fuckload of fan art, like, tons of it, but no one bothered to write, like, the story behind the fan art. And I don't know. To me, that's just... That sucks. That just sucks.
You know what they did manage to write, though?
What did they
manage to write,
Doug? They wrote
multiple
out his person.
Multiple people who listen to this podcast have participated in the writing of this fan art. I guarantee it.
Oh, guarantee it.
1,000%.
I'm glad you found something to occupy your time with.
Yeah. Same
so,
here.
They couldn't figure out why Slenderman and him had beef, but they sure were able to give this man a list of superpowers that were well balanced.
Before you go into that, I got one more thing to say. I'm sorry.
No.
So before we go into his act, like the powers, the supernatural powers of Jeff the Killer, the one thing I noticed when people were discussing, like, a matchup like a Slenderman versus Jeff the Killer, 9 times out of 10, the rules are basically made to inhibit some of Slenderman's powers to create a fair scenario. And I don't know, that would lead me to believe that Slenderman would have an absolute field day with Jeff's supple white ass, but I'm not an expert in
it's
that.
It's like
realm.
How you would have to un-Superman Superman to make
right.
It like
in order
that.
To kill him, if you have to take away everything that makes him him, then you're not, like, you don't win. Look, I don't care who you are. You just don't. I don't know. But that's all I got on Jeff versus Slendy.
Well, I guess it's up to the listeners now to determine who would win. Although I'm not going to go over Slenderman's powers because that's for a different episode.
Yeah.
Slenderman versus Jeff the Killer, Creepypasta, March Madness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll start
pretty
there.
Sure it's also a porno. But all right. So... Despite being the average human, Jeff appears to wield incredible supernatural abilities that only apply to his human attributes, which, man, is a whole ass human. So, you know, when you get lit on fire, it's similar to being bit by a radioactive spider.
Really?
Yeah, so,
hold on,
you know what?
Me,
nope, I'm not even going to... I was gonna. I was gonna suggest
spider my whole life to become Spider-Man. I could have just lit myself on fire this whole time.
Hey, man.
Most of the time, you get bit by a spider and then you just, you know, die from like leukemia or something like 10 years later. But so yeah,
the leukemia spider. Yes, Native to Brazil.
The leukemia spiders.
What?
It's a radioactive spider.
Yeah. It's radioactive. That's that.
You get radioactive it, leukemia spiders, yes.
Yeah, specifically, I don't know, the one from the all the commercials. But, you know.
Same one with the babies with teeth.
Oh, my God.
Doug, I want radioactive leukemia spider versus puppy monkey baby.
I think we have a
that's
bonus
the mashup
episode.
Write this shit down.
Yeah,
write this shit
down. We got to write this shit down. Mike, when you listen to this 4 years from now, write this down.
Yeah. All right, anyways, where was I? So, despite being an average human, blah, 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 Jeff has some crazy abilities that only apply to his human attributes. The man is only human, so
yeah,
that
he started
seems
as,
redundant.
He's a whole human.
Whole-ass human. Well, sort of. Okay, so, he's got incredible strength. He's stealthy, and he's got, like, supernatural speed. And he uses all this shit to just mercilessly slaughter his victims. Cool. Dope.
Yeah.
Great. But he's incredibly durable as well. He's able to overcome his parents and his brother by just gutting them. And then the one thing that makes him stronger is his intense hatred and bloodlust. So the man's just, you know, real angry all the time. And it also gives him some great stamina. So for all those ladies, in recent years,
giving me the vibes of like the weird kid at lunch who sits by himself who can just give you a quick fact question.
Matt, I hate to be that guy.
I am that guy for sure.
I think we're all that guy. I think that's why we're. I think that's why we're doing this podcast.
Oh, all right.
We've graduated. Yeah. We have a podcast now.
Yeah.
So, last thing I have is that in recent years, because there is a actual rewrite of this story, apparently,
yep,
he has been depicted as being a charming individual manipulating people into trusting him only to fucking kill them later. Yeah, so did every 70s and 80s serial killer that we've ever seen. So, yeah, that is all I have.
Doug,
on that.
Can you try to pretend to like this?
I definitely like this a lot.
I will say the image is creepy.
The image is very creepy.
The image fucked me up for a bit when I was younger, that's for sure.
See, that's the thing that fucks me up about what we do, is that I knew very little about Jeff the Killer,
mm-hmm.
and now I know too much about Jeff the Killer.
The worst part is there's not even that much information about him.
There's really not. There is really not. I mean, honestly, this is like a staple creepypasta,
oh, yeah.
right? Like,
yeah.
this has a good history in the things that we talk about. So that's awesome. The image is awesome. I think the story is about 40 minutes too long. But
and it only takes 30
other than
minutes
that,
to read.
It was fucking, you know, early creepypasta shit. Like,
oh, yeah.
Not all creepypastas are made the same. And everybody likes what they like. So, you know, it is what it is.
This laid the foundation for a lot of the great shit that's on our No Sleep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah. This one might, like, so this one might not be, like, a favorite now, but that's simply because, like, I feel like this had to happen before a lot of the other shit that we see today that's really, like, the things that we rant and rave about, I think Jeff had to happen first. And that makes it a super important part of, like, creepy internet horror culture.
I feel like I thought Jeff the Killer was older.
Than Same.
I did, too. I was thinking it was, like straight up, like, MySpace era internet.
Yeah.
I think I confused the image of Jeff the Killer with a lot of those, like, jump scares that people would send you on AIM back in the day. Like, I remember that one maze game.
Oh
yes.
My
god! It would like get narrower and narrower and narrower, and then when you got to the end, the face would jump out and scream at you.
Yep.
Or like the fucking commercial for the car. Yep.
The car,
driving up the hill,
and then the zombie pops up.
Yes. Yeah. That image. If I see any commercial that starts with an image similar to that, I like my body goes into like PTSD
yeah,
mode.
You're like waiting. You're like, wait, what's gonna happen? What's gonna happen? It's like Jason, this is a Hyundai commercial. What is wrong with you?
No, it's not. I've already shit my pants, so now it better scare me.
Yeah. And like Smile Dog reminds me of a lot of those email chains that you would get back in the day that are like,
Oh, hell yeah.
If you don't forward this to like 10 people, your crush will die or you'll die in 7 days or whatever. There's a lot of that sort of stuff.
I think there was actually, the Jeff the Killer image was probably like the fucking subject of one of those at some point.
It probably had to have been, 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think a big part of like the two like things that we talked about today is, you know, albeit they're a little bit older, I think younger me reading these would have enjoyed them quite a bit more than the desensitized older me, because like I just, nothing phases me anymore, and it's worrying, but it's also like, this is what we do now. Well, and dude, all I do is watch fucking horror movies. And
yeah, these things would have scared me when I was 9.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, right. And I mean, just, you have to assume too, like, who knows how old the people were that wrote some of these things or like made like some 13. Of these things, but you get what I'm trying to get at here.
I think the Jeff the Killer thing just feels really old.
It do.
Really does. Like, when I think of Jeff the Killer, I think that it has to be from the same era as like Ted the Caver, which is like 2001.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know why, but I think 70s, and I think that's just like the aesthetic that the fucking picture has. I don't know why.
When I was looking up other stuff for this, I was also reminded of, like, I started going down a rabbit hole of, like email chains and stuff like that. And one of the other ones that I remembered was, do you remember those, I would get a bunch of these on Xbox Live back in the day, but those messages that people would send you, and they would be like, Microsoft is deleting everybody's accounts, and if you don't forward this message to somebody else, then your account's going to get deleted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That, I mean, to be fair, that's like the same essence of what Smile Dog is, just way less sinister.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, there was a ton of those chain emails. And honestly, like, I remember my mother and father getting those and being absolutely convinced that, like, oh shit, I better do this.
Yeah.
And like, I remember when they first started coming around, like, there was a little bit more credence to them. But after you've seen 2 or 3 of them, you're like, This is garbage.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because, like, my mom, she used to be just the worst with technology and shit. And I swear, confirm, this woman has been scammed more times than I can count. And I'm just like, I swear to God, why are you the way you are?
Why? I hate so much about the things you choose.
R.I.P. But god damn it, that's just some,
how many Nigerian, I just could not believe thug? It
oh, she probably had at least 4 or 5 under her belt.
It's like a Michael Scott situation. Jesus.
Nah, it definitely wasn't that bad. There was like I am sure one of those like tricked her, but there was one that I remember that was like it was something like, it was like a really simple one where like it was like, your computer has a virus, please call this number and talk to us. And then they fucking basically got onto her computer and shit, but like all she had was Hoyle Casino on there, so it was like, didn't matter because she doesn't use a computer.
Joke's on you, fuckers.
I do all my accounting in my checkbook.
Yeah, literally.
Goddamn boomer generation.
Surprised they didn't get her to buy Google Play gift cards or something.
Yeah.
She would have been like, nah, fuck you. I don't even know what that is.
I'm not
that
giving
is
too you much money. Work. What's a Google Play?
I'll just delete my computer. I don't care.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, speaking of things versus other things, if you go to patreon.com/thelootypod, you can find our SCP, the entirety of our SCP versus cryptid episodes that we've been putting out for our March Monsters. Wow. Okay.
Wow. Great.
I won't spoil that for anybody who wants to go check that out, but we're all wrapped up and you can figure out, you'll find out who the winner is.
Oh yeah.
When you get there. And then you can also go to Dilutey.com, where you'll find links to all of our social media pages. You'll find links to our TikTok, where we post regular TikToks about different interesting things that we find on the internet. You can buy some merch there. Check out our merch. We got a merch store shipped to you in whatever shipping speed that you select on the checkout, which is a great option. I was trying to make like a 30 minutes or less joke, but I couldn't figure out a way to get that in there. And then if you take some teeth out of a human being's face and you find a dog and you shove each one of those teeth inside of that dog's mouth and then take a picture of it, you might become internet famous, or you might send it to Mike,
or you might, just appreciate it.
Or probably that. That's the advice that I have to give today. Doug, what do you want to say to the people?
Well, you see, let's throw back. If you take a peen and a bean, and they are happening to be from 2009 to 2011.
Okay.
Cool. They could be creepypasta. They could be creepypasta. And that's what, and that right there really, really says a lot.
Those were words. Can confirm.
So keep that in mind.
I think that honestly says everything that needs to be said about that. Jason, what do you have to say?
I mean, first and foremost, stay paranoid. Don't be an idiot when it comes to creepy pictures. If you get a chain email and it tells you to do something, absolutely follow those instructions to the letter. Otherwise, the thing that it says will happen, will happen. I'm also lying. Please, for the love of God, don't fucking do that. The other thing I do want to say is when this episode comes out, on our Patreon, we should have a poll live. It's going to help some people. If you are a member of the, what was it? I think 5 and up Patreon tier, you get to help pick our, well, not our next, but one of our episodes. We have an episode picked out.
Our next heavy hitter, probably.
Yeah, next heavy hitter. I'm not 100% sure when it's going to be out. I do know that we still have the one that you guys picked for the last time. Although Mike is a selfish bitch, and he said he wanted to do it with us. So we're waiting for him.
Because we love him.
We do love him.
Right.
And we miss him very much, and we hope him and his child are doing wonderfully. So when he comes back, you guys will get that. But when this comes out, please go to our Patreon. If you are a patron, you can go ahead and vote right away. If you're not a patron, go ahead and sign up. There's a ton of cool shit there. I mean, you're getting a tons of bonus stuff. We're getting back to our regular scheduled programming. So like Matt said, we had SCP V-Cryptid. We're going back to our SCP readings. We've got some bonuses. We're still working out what we're going to replace Cryptid with. But again, that's probably going to happen after Mike comes back as well. So
yeah,
check out the Patreon.
If you are subscribed to Cryptid, maybe switch it to SCP for now or something.
Yeah.
All one of you.
Yeah, I would do that.
All
for
one
sure.
of you. Who?
Yep.
Yeah. That guy that we already shouted out.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing that you can do is you can leave us a voicemail, and
please.
We'll play it at the end of the show. And you can leave that voicemail at 630-909-9366. I'm not going to do it 3 times. That's Mike's thing. I've stolen all of Mike's things already the past 2 weeks. So I'm going to let
Doug
that
was so
be
ready.
It. Yeah, I know. And shove it. And then turn that inside out.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a lot. I don't think that needs to be repeated.
No.
If I'm being
I'll
honest.
Edit that to make sense. and we're going to play one of those now.
Welcome back to Inner Night. Your presence and cooperation is much appreciated. To start the night, repeat after me. There is no grand master plan. I can control my destiny. I can relinquish control as I please. My self-worth is just as important as the kindness I spread. Repeat that as many times as you need this week. Now, we have a message in a bottle from another member of Inner Night. Alex says, I don't know if you read these, but my husband disappeared last week and I need to cancel whatever this is. Please stop calling. We hope they sparked some confidence in you. Your lucky numbers for this week are 67, 104, 97, 108, 108, 116, 32, 71, 101, 112, 111, 116, 32, 105, 115, 32, 115, 109, 105, 108, 105, 110, 103, 32, 117, 112, 111, 110, 32, 117, 115, 32. The sky is lovely tonight. Maybe go look at the stars for a while. See what the stars have to say to you. And remember to meditate frequently at the same time each day to increase synchronicity. This concludes this week's message from Inner Night. Don't forget to send a message for another member to hear you. We will visit you again next week. Good night.